Yo.
You're listening to
No Mainstream
Talks.
One moment, please. Loading. In three, two, one. Starts now.
Go. We live, guys. What's up? New Mainstream Talks back in the building. Got the Phantom 336. That would be me. Who else we got up in here? Introduce yourselves, guys.
What up, man? Hello, people. It's Conor Scott in the building.
You know what it is. It's JR. I'm back.
There we go.
2 weeks in a row for one. You know what I mean?
There we go, man. Hey. Staying up in there. There we go, man. Yeah, man. How y'all doing this week? Same shit, different day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Got you. I know. I feel like I've been running around everywhere, but we good. We're going to get shit done, man.
That's what's up.
Glad to be back here with you guys. You know what I'm saying? These my guys right here, man. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, anyway, let's not waste any time. We got a guest coming on later. What's his name?
Thugod.
The real God.
Thugod.
Okay. Make sure we're pronouncing that right when we get him in here.
I got you.
I know he'll probably listen back to this and be mad as fuck. Damn, what the hell you call me? So let's go ahead and talk about it, man. What's going on in the world, man? Do we want to go and talk about the Chris Rock special? Yeah, we're gonna wait.
Fuck it.
Let's go ahead.
I know. I mean, since you brought it up.
I know y'all seen the Chris Rock special, right?
Yeah.
That joint was it was good. Was it his funniest? I say Tambourine was funnier than this one as far as the Netflix specials go.
Yeah.
But different energy on this
one. We know what this was about.
We already know, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he went all the way in. He held no punches.
He said, fuck it.
Yeah. So what I liked about it, metaphorically, every single joke was basically about that incident at the end of the day. And then he went off at the end for the 10 minutes. Even accidentally called Jada a bitch. I don't feel like he meant to call it.
The way he said that was not an accident, sir.
Yeah,
that was not an accident, sir.
I'm saying he was calling Chris Rock a bitch, and then he was calling Will Smith a bitch.
No, he meant that shit.
And then
he meant that shit.
But it's like he thought about it. Like he's like, damn, I already said it. Let's go ahead and keep rolling. Fuck it, it's live.
Look, he might not have meant to say it out loud, but he meant
exactly.
that shit.
He meant that shit.
meant that shit.
I got you on the meant part.
Meant that motherfucker.
Yeah. And then
that nigga's,
man.
Hey, it is what it is.
But y'all, it's a boss ass move to do it live too on Netflix. Is that the first live comedy special?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was.
Yeah, man, that nigga went in, bro.
Hey, listen.
Congratulations to Chris Rock.
Congrats, Chris. Good job. You know what I'm saying? You got your rocks off. I know, people been pressuring you to talk about this shit, and you was like, you know, holding off, and you know what I'm saying? You stood up, though. You stood up like a man and clapped back, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm just glad people were like, you out here talking shit now, but you ain't doing it. And he made it clear, like, Will Smith is clearly way bigger than me and would whoop my ass.
Right.
9 times out of 10. Why would I, no. Why would I do that? Like, not only did I get slapped, I got my ass whooped on TV as well. Like, no. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know, bruh.
Like, absolutely not.
It was a very smart, calculated move.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was very smart.
Very smart.
Absolutely.
Very calculated. And he, you know, just like he said, yo, you're not going to catch me on Gail King, Oprah Winfrey, fucking crying and shit. Doing that R. Kelly shit.
Absolutely.
You remember, R. Kelly was on there?
I'm fighting for my fucking
okay.
What are y'all doing this to me?
Robert.
Sir, that's what the women were doing, sir.
Robert. Robert.
Call that man Robert.
Man, what you got, man?
Man, about the Chris Rock joint?
Oh, no, it's just, I was trying to move on, but what you got on that?
I was just saying, it was very entertaining, man, and I hope, you know, that Chris Rock got his rocks off. He's always been funny to me, but, yeah, like you said, I think this one is a little bit more different intentional.
One of the GOATs.
Yeah.
Who do y'all have as GOATs?
Oh.
Mine are easy. How many are we talking here?
Just go. It don't matter.
I mean, Eddie, Dave, and I'd probably say, why am I trying to blank on this nigga's name right now? Richard, damn, Jesus Christ.
Richard Pryor, okay.
Yeah, those would be my three. And I would say, GOAT, Dave. Dave's D1 for me.
Dave is D1 for me, too. But I'm not going to lie, because I know you're going to say Eddie Murphy, Kyron.
Eddie Murphy, man.
And I can't lie, he's an undeniable GOAT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's
undeniable.
Undeniable.
Yeah. And technically, I know he should be the GOAT over Dave. Dave, I just like Dave.
For me, it's the stand-up work.
Yeah.
Eddie's movies put him over the top, but for me,
it's
Dave's stand-up work. I'm like, yeah, that's,
I mean, Dave definitely is the king of the monologue.
Oh, yeah, oh, God.
Oh, God.
And the closer, like, the way he wraps shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. He wraps shit up when he do his shit.
So you said, who's your GOATs?
My GOAT, Dave. Okay, my three top, I'm going to say, would be Dave, it would be Eddie Murphy, it would be Chris Rock.
Okay. That's cool. That's a good three. I would say Eddie, Bernie Mac.
Bernie would be four for me. Bernie would be four.
I'm just gonna give three because I would say Bernie Ernie would for me. Let's see, Eddie, Bernie Mac, and probably Dave.
What new comedians y'all got?
Oh, I got one.
Who?
I got two.
Okay, go ahead.
I ain't gonna take yours. I'm gonna say Ali Sadiq. Man, he's a beast. I saw him last Friday, man.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, he nice.
Yeah,
he nice.
Ali Sadiq, nice. My lady took me, man. It was pretty cool, man.
That's what's up.
Ooh, you said new ones?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Ali Sadiq. I don't know. I don't really be watching a lot of, but I just say Ali Sadiq for right now because I ain't going to take you.
I like my dude on the internet. He from Concord.
Oh, Ryan Davis?
Ryan Davis. I like Ryan Davis.
Yeah.
Who's the dude I'm even. You know who I'm talking about. I can't think of his name right now. Go ahead.
Deion Cole. Cole's a beast.
That's my guy, bro.
Right now, new comedian right now. See, Deion Cole, people don't realize Deion Cole been around for a long time.
He's been around for a long ass time.
So I wouldn't even include him in the new. Like, he's just not really getting his shine.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't include him in the new. But for me, I ain't lie. I can't remember the boy name. It's the one white boy. He always saying some wild ass shit. You know who I'm talking about?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's been around too long for me. I can't remember his fucking name. He be on the internet. He be saying wild ass shit.
I don't know, man.
He always got like the Hawaiian shirt on, talking shit to the crowd. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know who he's talking about, man.
I gotta remember boy name, but
okay. Bill Burr is up there for
bro.
Bill Burr
up there.
Bill might be number six for me.
He's my favorite asshole,
bro. Yo, I be sitting there being like, yes.
Yeah. This is shit I be thinking, but I don't be saying.
Bill Burr, man. He's a beast, man.
No, which one was it? Paper Tiger. That shit had me in fucking tears.
Yeah, that motherfucker's stupid. Bill Talk Burr. About, like, population control shit.
What do you say? The Me Too joint?
Oh, man.
He's like, no means no. Like, no means no. But no, stop. You're doing so bad. No, that's not no.
Right. Yeah, like, that's my dude. Yeah. That's my dude.
That shit be weird.
It's like he be saying stuff. He be thinking. Like, I be thinking.
Like,
that.
I want to say this shit, but I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
That shit's hilarious.
Dope. Yeah, man. But yeah, definitely. As far as comedians, man, I'm like, some of the new cats, I just haven't really took time to watch yet.
I haven't seen a lot of new them. I ain't gonna lie. You know, one comedian I do fuck with that is like, I feel like a lot of people don't fuck with. Hmm. Well, they do, but like, kind of underrated.
Hmm.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Okay. Yeah, Fluffy's funny. All right. Yeah.
Fluffy, that's my
He got
He all right.
Yo, this whole time no one said Kevin Hart.
Kevin fell off too hard.
You trying to start something. Goddamn.
Look, listen,
man,
Kevin
had three good specials. He's like Kanye West of comedy.
At one point, we loved you, bro. You was here. You was the biggest comedian ever. And then started being
one thing I will say, I fuck with his work ethic.
Putting people on. Oh, yeah. You can't say nothing negative about Kevin when
he do it big every time.
It's just not, things have gotten repetitive. You're small.
Like my guy Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do I necessarily like his movies? No. But his moves?
Yeah.
Dope.
Oh, you can't.
Dope.
The business side of this?
Yeah, man.
Sir, I need to talk to you, sir.
Yeah.
Dope, bro. Like,
Hey, but Tyler, I need to put a little more money in these wigs. So I need to put a little bit more in the budget. I need a little bit more.
Yo,
the wigs still be looking kind of
wigs be fucked up, bro.
My grandma's wigs and shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, speaking of which, since you brought up Tyler Perry, it seems like Tyler Perry and Byron Allen are in a bid to acquire BET.
Hey,
BET, that's what's up.
Yeah, you know, BET.
And VH1, right?
And VH1, yeah. And VH1,
Yo, so first off, with Tyler, you know, he's pretty consistent with giving up and coming black actors a chance, which is really dope.
Yeah.
Number two, he built them down the studios, in Atlanta on land that used to be owned by slave owners.
Yes, sir.
And to do that that's super boss to me. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, came a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Now we over here about to buy the networks. And BET,
we thought make BET we thought, great again. Make BET no, great
we
again.
We thought BET was bad before. It could be nothing but bad wigs on that bitch.
Boy, Tyler, I swear to God, don't you subject us to that bullshit.
Hey, man.
Come on now.
You got to have at least one fucked up hairstyle or haircut to be on BET. This is true.
Boy.
Sorry, my bad, Tyler Perry. I know you like, you guys will never get a deal.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, Tyler, man, you know, anyway. But, hey, man, just make BET great again. That's all I'm asking,
make
bro.
Make BET great again.
Bring back 106 and Park and make music videos just relevant.
If you do that one, that'll be what's up. I don't know if you can make music videos relevant again.
I know. We can hope, but it's probably not.
Yeah, I mean,
probably not.
Is that the social media?
Yeah, like, you probably can't, but you
if
can.
You want to see something? It's just it's too accessible.
Right,
you know, we used to wait and see what
six
the
o'clock,
new shit
boy,
is. You know what I'm saying?
How is that number 10, bro? This should be number 3. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Bow Wow number 1 again?
Yeah. He was killing 106.
Oh, bro, Mr. 106 apart.
Yeah, man.
Sick of this little motherfucker.
Yeah.
All 5'2" of them.
Who was y'all's favorite host?
Oh, AJ and Free.
Okay.
Free.
Okay.
Oh, we got to say AJ too.
You got to say AJ too. You got to say AJ too.
AJ and Free.
You got to say AJ. We all know it was
emphasis
free.
On Free, but AJ.
Emphasis,
free.
Yeah, big fact. Bold letters, Free.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I ain't like AJ, but he wasn't bad.
AJ wasn't bad.
It was cool.
I think they kind of worked well. They worked well together, so it was cool. But everybody else after that was kind of like.
Yeah, who did you have? Roxy?
Roxy and Terrence J.
Oh my God.
Bruh, no.
And the science.
Yo, he used to, because he used to do the corny shit.
Terrence J is corny.
What
at
one
bro?
Time he was out there like, he like did some kind of, I don't know, like dancing this, passed out and got on the floor or some shit.
Yeah, I was like, what are you, like, look, this is like 16-year-old me, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, why are you on the floor? All right.
Yeah, man.
You got it. Like,
yeah. But, man, big ups to Terrence J, man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
North Carolina,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, man.
He went to NT. You know what I'm saying? We got the big up, Terrence J.
He did his thing, but it was just like, no.
Made it into movies.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Now he's back to doing some weird ass commercials now.
Is that what he's doing?
I saw him on some random weird. I was like, this is what you doing now, bro? Damn.
Man, I need y'all to lift my brother back up, man.
Go ahead
and put Terrence J on.
Hey.
Some show.
Look.
Put him on one of these whack-ass sitcoms. These motherfucking sitcoms. It's terrible. Horrible,
Tyler, here you go, right there.
There you go,
there's
Tyler.
There's your guy, Tyler.
Yeah, man.
There's your guy. That you can make him, he can make you a star.
Yeah, bro, because these sitcoms are horrible.
Horrible.
What are they doing?
Horrible.
They're not even funny.
That's why I stopped watching sitcoms, man. That's why I started watching other shit. So I started watching Game of Thrones and shit.
Yeah, man.
Like, shit like that.
Yeah, man.
But,
yeah, man, it's crazy. That's crazy.
Unfortunately, let's go to the other side of fame.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ja Morant.
Okay.
My boy.
Little gun. Little pew, pew.
little starter pistol.
Little gunner.
little starter pistol. What are you doing, sir? What are you doing? There's allegations of you beating up a 17-year-old. You apparently apparently you bought a gun on a team plane, which is about to get you a 50-game suspension. Like, what are you are not from the hood. You were not raised that way. What are you doing, my guy?
Hey, man.
Like, what are you doing? I'm tired of seeing dudes get money and then get tough.
I know.
Ooh.
Especially if you are a hooper. It's not you're a rapper or something like that. You're a hooper.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but he's still out here, though, man.
Yeah, man. It's
he need to not be.
It's you're right. Okay.
This is not what you do. You're stay in your lane, bro.
You're right.
Like, come on, man.
I ain't even mad that he got it.
I ain't mad that you got it.
Showed it off.
Is you like you on IG at the strip club with it?
How old is he?
23.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I mean, I get it. I get it. You young and dumb, but at the same time, you about to fuck up all the money you could make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking up your character. And what do sponsors and all the endorsements look at? Your character.
You already know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's just, hey, man, you got to check the people in your circle, man.
You do.
You know what I mean? You got to check the people in your circle,
this
man.
This is true. But at the same time, it's not the people in your circle having the gun on them. It's him. Somebody got to check him.
Yeah.
I mean, it go all the way around. The circle sometimes got to check you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You're right. But it's just like, come on. But you got to be smart. The league handing out suspensions and shit for throwing the ball back to the ref.
Right.
When they ask for it.
Yeah.
What did anybody do with you for having a gun on you?
Yeah.
On the team plane. This ain't even like you on a regular flight. This is the team plane. The NBA runs this.
Yeah.
You about to go from 2-game suspension where you just from IG shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you about to be out 50 games.
Mm.
Guess what? The playoffs start next month, bro.
Oh, dang. Yeah, it's over, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Y'all went from being tied for second place to damn near not about to fuck around and make the playoffs.
I hope he get it together, man.
He'll get it together, man. We've seen these stories before.
We have. And we seen it go both ways, and I don't want it to go the wrong way.
Right. I mean, you know, young, black, and gifted. It's
a gift and a curse.
It's a weird place to be in America,
gift,
bro.
Gift and a curse, yeah, man. Gift and a curse.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's,
man, yo, so, which I mean, on the other side of that, okay. You know, just to, like, kind of even the playing field a little bit, you know, you can kind of easily be a target out here, and I guess, although it's stupid, that's his way of letting niggas know, like, you know.
I ain't no punk.
Yeah,
I ain't
gonna be an easy target for
you. But here's the thing. But look,
on your ass.
Look, it's like this though. I feel you, but it's like this.
Pew pew.
I love that.
This nigga just like pew pew.
Yeah, man. I mean, I feel like you just can't move how you used to move or how you want to move. You got to move in a lane that you're in.
Right.
I think a lot of times, a lot of young black athletes, they feel like, you know, a lot of them are the breadwinner and, you know, the one in the family that really make it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of responsibility. But, yo, you just can't fuck up the bag, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, you know.
And you it's about to be a contract year for you, my boy?
Yeah.
And I get it. People like, you're not from that, you're not this, you're not that. But, I mean, when you're black in America, honestly, it don't matter where you're from. Because, look, especially when we talking first generation. First generation to have it, like, really having it.
Yeah.
Your parents might have been doing okay.
Yeah.
Okay for us ain't shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the grand scale of things. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Like.
But at the same time, if you growing up going to private schools and shit, like this nigga was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, private school ain't. It's a lot of people went to private school, but still was in the hood.
Yeah. He wasn't in the hood though. That's the thing. Like he was not in the hood at all. Like at all. Like,
I don't know that man's story, bro.
Bro, his parents have said that we never lived nowhere near no hood. Like this.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
Exposure comes in many ways, man.
I feel you, but as a nigga that's never been in that situation to get that type of money.
Yeah.
It just don't make sense to me. You hustling backwards.
You are hustling backwards. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
And I
like, that's the part you wish more people would get.
Right.
Like, yo, dang, like, bro. Like, you good, man.
But you do that. You work that hard, play ball and all that to get to the point where you don't have to do that shit.
Right.
You don't feel like you have to be that guy that has to show I got a gun on me.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Like.
He's 23, man.
He's 23.
I get it.
He's a child. He's a child of the media, social media thing, man.
I get that part, but I'm just
goddamn rappers. And
yeah,
shit,
I'm just like, bro, this shit don't make no sense. Like, keep it on you by all means because it's dangerous out here. But just don't be flashing the shit, man. What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
And don't take it on the NBA team flight.
You really on that team flight? He mad about that team flight, boy. Bro, I feel you. I feel you.
That's the biggest thing about it.
Yeah. So that just goes to show you that they don't do TSA checks when you're a superstar.
Nigga grew up.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nah. Y'all, your shit going straight through. Yeah. Guess what? If, guess what? You bring a bomb in this plane, you about to blow up you and your teammates, nigga.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, man. Damn. That's deep. That's
like,
yeah, man. But, yeah, man. So, yeah, I hope Ja Morant, man. I think it might be some mental things there,
get
too,
get it together,
bro.
My boy. Yeah, please.
You know what I'm saying?
So, too talented for this shit.
Yeah, man. Speaking of, you know. What else we got, man? okay.
Rant over. I'm sorry.
Now you were talking about my other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. So,
The
Ravens put the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, which means he is free to negotiate with other teams.
Mm-hmm.
If he signed an offer sheet from them, the Ravens can match it or say fuck it and take 2 first-round picks and send his ass on. Well, every team that needed a quarterback within minutes or even within hours or even minutes of them saying this said, yeah, no, we're not even coming after Lamar.
Word.
Mm. Excuse me? The it's like this. The division the Panthers are in, every single team in that division needs a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for the Saints. They just signed Derek Carr yesterday. Yeah, all right, cool. So that. 3 out of 4 teams in that division need quarterbacks. Like one of us might be able to go out there and start. Like they need a quarterback. Like I'm dead ass serious.
Them niggas don't want me, bro.
Listen. I don't know if you don't pay attention to football like that, but I don't know if you notice who the quarterbacks for the Panthers are.
Right. Man.
Exactly. One of us could go out there and start for the motherfuckers. And they are saying, hey, we're not even the Atlanta Falcons.
I thought he was going to Atlanta.
The Atlanta Falcons came out within 15 minutes of that news coming out and said, we're not going after Lamar.
Mm.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me? You're not doing what?
Okay. What's going on?
So basically, the rumors and the conclusions people are jumping to is that there's collusion between the owners. Basically, the owners are coming together and saying, hey, we're going to stick to our guns and not go after Lamar. So the Ravens can get him. He's going to have to take what they get.
Gotcha.
Because he wants a guaranteed contract, and the NFL is not like the NBA or baseball. They don't play that guaranteed contract. They do not play that at all. So you can get guaranteed money in the contract, but everything else, is you get hurt, you can't play, all right.
You out.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, I think I might be some underlying issues
why
they don't want to sign Lamar. Because Lamar representing himself.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no agent. He in there making the negotiation deals.
Right.
And I don't think these owners know how to deal with that.
Well, also to an extent.
I feel that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also to an extent, knowing like I have friends that have went to play in the league and family members.
Yeah.
When you have an agent, they get to be in a room with GMs and owners and stuff and have a relationship with them. When you're a player and you're representing yourself, guess what your job is? To be the player. You have to focus on your team. You can't go talk to the GM of this team and that team and the owner and get to know these guys on that level.
Okay.
So when you have an agent, it's easy to be like, okay, well, I got a relationship with him. I might be able to move a little easier with them. Or I might be able to work something. It's easier to work something out.
Yeah.
As opposed to when you're Lamar Jackson, you have to focus on getting this team, the Baltimore Ravens, to the Super Bowl. Win games with them. You can't take time during the week to go talk to the GM for the Redskins.
Okay.
Or the GM for the Browns.
You
can't do that.
Because you're playing.
You got you.
Yeah, I got you.
And then
I
also
got you.
And also that's just not a good look for you.
Yeah.
And then like you said earlier, people trying to use Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Deshaun's an outlier. Sorry, people. He's an outlier right now.
I don't know.
Right
man.
When you're the only one.
I don't know, man.
And the only reason that you got that deal is because that owner said, hey, I want him. Go get him. The owner, the person that has the final say, said, I don't care what happens, what we got to do, go get him. Everybody else is like,
So that just, to me, that just shows the power of the ownership.
Yeah.
Like, if they really want you, they would do what they have to do to get you.
Yeah, but.
And I just think that Lamar Jackson, they see him as a liability because he ain't going to play that because he knows his worth.
Well, that, and also, I'm going to play double. I want Lamar to get his money.
Yeah.
Lamar to get his money.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play devil that kid to kind of play both sides.
Okay.
Let's put it like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You give Lamar all that money, who you putting around him?
Oh, they could figure out a way if they really want him there.
No, I'm talking about, it's like this. When the money he wants it all guaranteed. He wants all of it.
Okay.
So right now, last thing I remember I heard that he saying, they're saying he wants is upwards of 250 to 300 million. So if you go anywhere, that's anywhere between 45 and like 55 million a year. Just on him alone.
Okay. Okay.
Your receivers like money.
Yeah.
He ain't got no receivers right now. So guess what? If you're going to bring somebody in, you got to pay him.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
need people on the defense because guess what? The past 3 years, 8 out of the 11 starters in your defense did not finish the season.
Okay. Okay.
So you need depth there. Your line ain't that good.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have the money to go around. So they're saying, well, we can't pay you that and still have a team.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I feel this way. If they could give Dak that money, they could give Patrick Mahomes that money, they could give those cats that money, they could give Tom Brady what he wanted when he was playing, Aaron Rodgers is doing all this stuff, and I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, from a football standpoint, from a talent standpoint, Lamar Jackson is way more talented than Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on.
He's way more talented. I'm not saying he's a better quarterback. I'm saying he's more talented.
More dynamic.
He's more dynamic than Aaron Rodgers.
That's the word. There we go.
And, I mean, MVPs or not, whatever. But I just think that if Lamar's holding his ground, and I think he's taking one for everybody else right now.
Mm.
And I respect him for that.
Oh, yeah, I respect him for that. I respect him for sticking to his guns, for sure.
But there is a team out there that ain't saying nothing. They like, look,
don't get me wrong.
We need to go ahead and
Don't get me wrong. Some teams are – Some teams that may have said they ain't coming out, they may be bullshitting. They may just be,
Yeah.
It's that time of year, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you good? No, you good. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's.
We're having technical difficulties. We're having technical difficulties right now, so we're going
to. All right, so we're going to fill this space up.
Yeah, I feel you.
Then also with that on the other side of it is, you also look at it like Lamar's style of play.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like we talked about, Lamar. Yeah. Lamar ain't finished the season on the field.
Right.
Now this year may slightly be due to the contract thing. But even before that, the last 2 years before hurt. That, he didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Lamar put on more weight this year, and it helped him out. But Lamar runs the ball.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah. So now we got to start looking at peeling back the layers about the dynamics of a black quarterback.
That's true. And
you know what I'm saying?
I feel. And also the thing is with Lamar, with his skill set, you have to run a certain style of offense.
Yeah, and that's what you mean. You need the receivers and stuff. You was talking about, right?
Every quarterback needs receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Lamar is a better runner than he is a thrower. So you're going to need to change it. Most NFL offenses aren't built for running quarterbacks.
Okay.
Most NFL, so that's why when a team gets a running quarterback, they got to tweak the offense. It's always like, well, is he going to be – is his skills going to translate and all?
Okay, I got you.
So with Lamar, you really got to switch your whole offense.
Yeah. So, no. What's up? If he was an owner, would you get him?
It would depend on where my team is at. Like, for real, if I had a young team that I got a bunch of young guys that aren't going to be up for deals in the next 2 or 3 years and I had the money to go do it, like a team like the Jets.
Yeah.
They got nothing but young players. Nothing. Nobody's contract's coming for the next 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I'd probably make a move for him.
Okay.
Because I got the talent and they're young.
Yeah.
I just need a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'd go get him. But if everybody else that's pretty much strapped and would have to make some other colossal move to do it.
You wouldn't do it.
I'm almost there, but I got to give up 2 first to get him. And then it makes my cap situation murkier.
Yeah.
No. But if I'm like the young team like the Jets, oh, yeah.
Getting them?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think he should go to the Jets.
Then. Absolutely.
There we go.
Hey.
Yo.
Dude, hey, what up, bro?
What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all?
We chilling, man. How you doing?
Man, still got no in the motherfucking building you hear.
All right, so it is pronounced Through God.
Yeah, Through God. It's like Through God without the R.
Gotcha. Yeah. We were saying that. We didn't want to mess your name up. You know. Yeah. What's up, Through God? How's it going, man?
What's good, OG? Chilling like a villain, baby. How y'all feeling?
We chilling, man.
We doing good, man. Yo, so what you got going on, man? I know you.
I'm at Phillips Center, about to talk to the kids, and that's crazy because they scheduled me to do this at 7:32.
So oh,
I'm
really?
In the parking lot. Yeah, I'm chilling in the parking lot.
Got you.
Just doing this podcast interview until we get done, and then I'm gonna go on there. You know what I mean?
Got you. What you talking to the kids about, man?
You know, it's like, you know how community violence and stuff like that. Like, you don't gotta grow up grow up to be like your environment. You know what I mean?
I got you.
We all wasn't born with silver spoons, bro. I mean, shit, I know how I feel to eat oodles and noodles and, you know, eat cereal with no milk. I know how that feels. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
definitely feel you on
like
that.
So I can kind of tell the kids, like, that's not the last hope, you know?
Okay, so you out here on your activism tip. That's good, man. I appreciate that positivity coming from you as an artist. But about your work as an artist, like, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Okay, I go by the name of Thugod, Thugod. I'm from New Jersey, but I live in Greensboro, North Carolina, reside in there. I've been doing music since I was 7. I'm 31. I done been on The Voice. I done been on America's Got Talent. I got my own sauce. I got my own coloring book. I got my own cookbook. I got my own album book. I got my own cartoon, but, you know, in the process of that. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff. And I also got
serial entrepreneur.
Right.
Yes, sir. I also got a marketing company that's behind me, you know, push and pull.
Yeah.
And Big Definition, what's good, my boy? You got my boy up here.
Yo, what up? What up, man?
Hey.
Hey, you got my boy Futrell up here, too. I am tuned in. Everybody joining in for my...
That's what's
okay.
up.
Hey, love the support. Love it.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So you're a singer, a rapper?
I do music, man.
Just whatever's clever.
I do music. Neo soul, bro.
Like, I got
whatever. I don't like this. Like, people like, yo, you shoot rap? I'm like, nah, I'm an artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like, I feel you. As a producer, I just consider myself a musician. You know what I'm saying?
It's different. Yeah, like, now I see what people be like. Would you play basketball or are you a professional? It's different than just playing basketball, than being on a structured, organized team. You know, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different, you know what I mean?
For sure, man. When was your latest project?
My latest project was...
Got some.
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him. We're talking about his latest project. Can you hear us? There we go. Hey.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me put my. I said, yeah, it's called Ain't the Same. If y'all could probably look it up on, y'all got Spotify?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, did you send us your track so we can put it on our radio station?
Yeah, I sent it to you. It was good, Marco.
No, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you'll be on our radio station. We'll make sure people.
I sent y'all the song link, right?
I believe so. I'm not the one who checked it. I'm just making sure you sent it.
I think I sent it to somebody's cell phone.
Okay. Okay.
I sent the pictures in the. I think I did. I should.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Because yeah, we wanted to definitely put you up on our radio station. Make sure people hear those spins.
Okay.
Everything's legit and everything, so yeah, man, for real. So what's your, in your opinion, your top song?
My top song, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I got two songs I actually love because I actually teared up making them songs. You know what I mean? It's called All Day and 11-11. Like them two songs right there is like powerful, like. I teared up on them shits. You know what I mean? When anybody that do anything like that, it's passionate and tear up doing something, it's you know what I mean? It's going to hit the same emotion as somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
okay. What was the content like on those?
What you mean? Like,
what was you talking about that got you, like tearing up?
11-11 was like basically like them angel numbers. You know what I mean? Like, when you chosen, you go through the most. You know what I mean? And it's like, when you chosen, quitting is not an option. You can't. It's impossible because you sitting at home. It's like a person that worked for 60 years and stopped working.
Right.
They gonna, it's impossible. Like, people that retire from 60 years of working, your grandpas, it's impossible. Like, sit your ass down.
I know, right?
Like, damn,
hey,
bro,
my grandpa like that. He just finally, he's about 90 now. He finally
and still,
slowing down.
He's still gonna move.
Oh, he'll like, still try to do your yard.
He's passionate. You know what I mean? And then it's like, no matter what, like, my mom passed away 2018, so that was kind of huge, bro. You know what I mean? And for the people that never been through that, it's a whole different world. You get it. You know what I mean? And it's either you're going to stop or go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people stop because the emotional, that was like when you got that person you lean on so much and then they're not there to lean on. Yeah. It's like Mufasa and Lion King.
Yeah.
When he passed away, when Mufasa and Lion King, when he passed away, you felt that shit.
Simba
couldn't do it. You felt like he couldn't do it. Like, dang, he out here by himself. That's how it is.
So I take it that was like a life changing moment for you.
Boy, I'm talking about.
I know as a hustler, a grinder, entrepreneur and stuff, everybody has that moment where it's like that.
What made you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That moment where you either gonna quit or you gonna go dumb hard. You know what I'm saying? He coming back.
I think he coming back.
No.
See the circle.
The circle's coming, ladies and gentlemen.
The ring.
Wait for it. Wi-Fi, man.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it, bro.
Let me see. We're going to give it a little while, try to get him back in here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, while we wait, let the people know.
Yeah. What's up?
Don't we got something coming up next month? Don't y'all got something going on next month?
Yes, sir. The Strange Fruit Foundation. We're having our drum roll, please. I think. Thank you. Yes. Everything all right over there?
Here we go.
Oh, shoot. I know you're going to edit some of this, so I'm not really.
Yeah. Let me see if that does it.
Okay.
I just accepted his new request.
Okay.
I had to go out and come back in.
Okay.
Still, he right there.
Okay.
All right, we back in there.
That was Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. You know how it is.
Hell yeah, Instagram. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, I was sitting there the whole time. Like, what the hell
is that? That's cool. It's cool. We back in there.
What was I saying? But yeah, man, that's like them two songs, like All Day, kind of brought, like, you know what I mean? Kind of brought the person out of me. Like, everybody got that one song where it's like, you feel that shit. Like, I got to do it now. Like, engineering, when you hear that sound.
Right.
You hear that sound. It's like, boy, I got to. If I don't do it now, I'm going to lose it.
Right.
I'm not going to remember how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, after I did them two songs, bro, I was like, okay, I'm on the next level. I grew. I felt myself growing.
Yeah.
Them songs. You know what I mean? Man.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's so good.
All Day in 11-11.
Yeah, All Day in 11-11. That's cool. Cool.
Oh.
We did show 5. What's good, bro?
Hey, Thuga, what's good, man?
Good, Food Trail.
Oh, it's what JR here, man. Who inspired you to start rapping? Who or what?
My mom actually used to be y'all old school, bro, so y'all know that song Harvey, you make it feel. She used to be She used to be a background singer in one of them, in that song. You know,
oh,
what
oh, okay, okay.
That's what's up. R&B, what's up?
You make it feel, you know what I'm saying? I always was kind of around music.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like the older I got, like, something that, I love football too, but music was always that.
Right.
When I come from practice, I just go to, you know what I mean? I write. It's yeah, like, yeah. Man, what the? It's either, oh, I love football so much. When I stopped that, I was like, I put 100% into my music.
Yeah. What position did you play in football?
You beat me to it.
I played D-line.
Okay.
I'm 260, but I actually played across seas too. I tore my ACL before.
You a big boy.
Yeah, 266
too,
bro.
Nah, that's what's up, man. Do you perform anywhere, man?
Yeah, I done been in Puerto Rico, performed out there. I done been at the Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. I done performed everywhere. I done performed in the King of Diamonds, a lot of spots, man, a lot of spots.
Nice,
a lot
nice.
Of spots, bro. A lot of spots.
Cool, man, cool.
I got a question for you. You got a question?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So what's your process when you create? Like, is there like a regimen that you do? Do you just do it off of feeling? Like when you create a song, like what's your process?
You know, at the beginning, when you start doing anything you think you want to do before you find yourself, it's just fun. It's fun at first.
Right.
Then it started getting emotional as you get like branch out and you start to spread your wings and you start to grow. It starts becoming emotion. That's mm-hmm. why you see a lot of people that's how you know you became a professional at it. You know what I mean? Because now you're putting your emotion in that shit. Niggas cry when they lose a basketball game. Why?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. What made LeBron punch the floor when he missed the shot? What made Kobe stay in the gym 1,000 hours past what made them do that? It's you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, it become emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's yeah, that's when I learned. I transitioned over to that from it being just rapping to mm-hmm. me putting my
putting your heart into it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what made me tear up? Why?
No, that's all the
what made me say that for me to tear up.
Yeah, all of the best,
you know what I mean?
All of the best musicians, you know, from Tupac, Bob Marley, all of them, you know, they got that where you can feel what the fuck they singing or rapping about. You know what I'm saying? Like all the ones that's fucking legends and the stick to your rib type shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what's up, man.
You still there?
He gone again.
No.
You're.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. We good?
Yeah.
But people blowing up my damn phone, bro. My bad.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is.
That's what it, yeah, people. Yeah, they just calling people calling me back to back.
Yeah. So,
I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit though. My music comes from Jay-Z.
Got you.
Nas.
Got you.
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
Ludacris. Busta Rhymes.
Luda.
Bone Thugs.
Okay.
I'm bringing the. Music. Like, when you hear that shit, bro, it makes. Like, Biggie Smalls got that. It's his projective.
His
like,
projection, yeah.
Say, it's like, what the fuck made me just rewind that? Like, nigga, what the fuck was that? Like,
when
50 Cent came out, whoa, what the fuck is this?
Listen.
His debut.
In which I died trying,
bruh. That's a good album.
That man came out with Mini Man.
Yo, he could never top that album, bro.
No, absolutely not.
Never.
No.
What can I, like, what, like, God. Damn, bro. Like, then I got some more. Missy Elliott.
Oh, Missy Elliott. She my GOAT female artist.
Mm-hmm.
Missy Elliott, my nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm from the 90s, bro. I'm born in 91, my nigga. So I'm around where music was really music and niggas really fought each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when we stayed outside drinking shit out the water hose.
Right.
People don't know nothing about that, bro.
You're right, bro.
These niggas don't do shit like that out here, bro. Sideline Park. These niggas don't know shit about that shit, bro.
Hell no, man. I like your energy.
You come in the house crying. You get your ass whooped and got to go back outside and fight that nigga. What you mean?
Hey.
That type
yo,
of
you right, though.
Yeah, man.
To come home, and lost. Like, I'm scared to go home crying. You better go back and damn, I gotta go back and fight this big nigga again. Goddamn.
Yeah.
You win. Damn.
Yeah, bro.
That type of shit. That's the era I'm from, bro.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold. Mm-hmm. Goddamn, like, you know what I mean? Shit like the PJs, bro. Like,
not the PJs. Not,
yes, sir.
I come from the era with cartoons on Saturday meant shit, bro.
Yeah.
God damn, boy. Hey, yo, like,
all right, then, with that being said, then, what was your favorite Saturday morning cartoon, bro?
Cold Name Kids Next Door, bro.
Oh.
Damn.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
These niggas don't know.
Yes. Cold Name Kids Next Door,
my nigga. That's a good one.
Tell me, bro, how old is you, bro? Can y'all tell me your ages, bro?
Bell 40.
So you an OG. Okay.
Hell cool. Yeah.
How old is you, bro?
44.
OG, okay.
35. OG, I'm the bro. Baby, bro. 35.
Oh, so look, me and you kind of around the same era, but you still was born in like 86, 85. 87, you know what I mean?
87. Whoa, 87.
My Saturday morning cartoon.
87. Okay, 87. So look, you close to 90s. So you know when Pokemon first
yes,
came
sir.
Out, bro.
I do. I look, crazy thing I ain't fucking Pokemon.
Bro.
I ain't fucking Pokemon. That's the thing.
I watch Pokemon.
I did.
He about to go when in. Ass about died and Pikachu cried, nigga. That shit. You hear me?
Yes,
bro. Yeah, that shit was spiritual, my nigga. Hey. I was like, yo, man. Why am I crying? I'm like, what the fuck?
This nigga was crying out Pokemon and shit.
No. Bro.
Right, bro. Like, I come from Yu-Gi-Oh. I got you, bro. Like, bro.
Hey,
like,
yeah. My Saturday morning cartoon was X-Men.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. That was a good one.
X-Men, Gargoyles.
Gargoyles
was
shit.
They supposed
to bring what is the name of that shit? The Sharks that was at playing hockey. What's the name of them?
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Talk to me, bro. Talk to me.
Street Sharks. That was my shit. Slamoo, that was my
bro.
Nigga.
I know what the fuck, nigga. I know cartoons. Johnny Bravo.
Hey, man, listen. Johnny Bravo should have caught so many cases, bro.
And that nigga was a pimp.
He was a pimp, bro.
He was not a pimp. That man was catching cases. He was trying to get. He was catching cases out there.
He was so close every time.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it now.
Oh, no.
Hell nah. Don't.
You can't be actively going after pussy like that.
saying wild shit to bitches too.
That's what he was doing, but it was acceptable. Listen, oh, that's man. What we was watching, bro.
Hold up.
That's what we was watching as kids, bro.
Yeah. Hold up, you know cartoons, so confirm this for me. What color? What ethnicity was Skeeter on Doug?
You said Skeeter?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
If he was a real person, what color would he be?
He blue. He'll be black as hell.
Thank you. Skeeter was the blackest motherfucker on Doug.
Yeah. If they make any cartoon blue, you know what color he is, dog. Why is he blue?
Yeah.
That motherfucker African.
He was Nigerian and shit.
As hell, bro. They know what they're doing. Yeah,
and
they know what they're doing.
They was built like that too. Short,
like,
kind of
like cartoon. Look, Recess, bro.
Recess.
Oh, Recess was my shit, bro.
People don't even know. Bro, Rocket Power, bro.
Bro, what?
Kim Possible, nigga. These niggas don't know shit.
Yo, he is going off, bro.
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible, Angry Beavers, bro.
Bro, what you know about Angry Beavers? What you know about Norbit and Daggett?
Bro, goddamn.
Did you watch Ben 10?
Bro, Ben 10, bro, come on.
Yeah, bro.
Static Shock.
Nah, Teen Titans.
They don't know.
Hey, yo. Hold on.
Rugrats. Okay.
Bro.
There we go.
The movie.
Oh, man.
Ah, real monsters.
The Wild Thornberries.
Bro, my nigga Donnie.
Man, bro.
Bro, they don't know shit, bro.
We done sat here.
Yo, I hate talking. I gotta go watch this.
I got you right here. Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast. Adult Swim.
Delta Swim. Bro. Like the hamburger and the french fries.
Yep.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
These niggas don't know shit about cartoons.
Man, you made me want to go get some Sugar Crisp and go eat some cereal and shit.
Get some Sugar Crisp, a weed brownie.
Yeah. Our goddamn time growing up was fucking amazing, bro.
It was, though.
I'm talking about, nigga, we had to be home before the streetlights But you, everybody in the motherfucking community was like family, dog. Like they
right,
watch
though.
Every kid.
Yeah.
Watch them.
Like, yeah.
You can go to anybody motherfucking house and chill. Like, wait till my mama get off work. Okay.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Now it's, you can't do that. Niggas might steal your child. You know what I mean?
It's true.
You're right, man.
That's real shit, bro. You used to go down the street. Your mama know where you at.
Yep.
Two houses down, sit here until she get off. What time she get off? 12. Okay, good. Go ahead and take a shower. You good? Sit in the living room. Damn.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Damn. Those were the days, man. I'm
telling you, bro. Jumping for the projects, jumping off of dirty beds, doing flips. Like, these niggas don't do shit, bro. Like,
he mad because they not flipping on dirty mattresses.
They don't even get wingworms, bro. Like, y'all fucking kids is
I think that's a good thing, though. I think that's a good thing.
That's how you know niggas was in the dirt playing.
Yeah, that's how you know you was in the dirt.
It's true.
You was in the motherfucking getting tackled in the field, dirt in your hair.
Discovering all kinds of bugs and animals. Hot and go get was the joint, bro.
You see how excited this nigga got when he said that shit?
Hey, bro. Hot and go get was the only time my ugly ass was gonna get any play.
Got my guy JJ up in here. What's good, JJ?
Oh man, from good times.
But yeah, bro. Goddamn ding dong ditch, bro.
Ding dong ditch. Oh yeah.
Bro, come on.
Knocking
bro.
Over your neighbor's trash cans.
Oh, you a little badass kid from
they
Friday.
They don't even double dutch, bro. These kids don't even fucking double dutch.
They not coordinated enough to do that, apparently. Yeah.
They don't even double dutch, bro.
Yo, does the ice cream man still come out, man?
No, bro.
He don't?
No,
oh, damn.
Nah,
it's not the same, bro.
Yeah, he do it. It ain't the same.
It is not the damn same.
That motherfucker ride around and don't nobody come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun times, man.
Fuck it.
I'm talking about when The Exorcist came out. Goddamn. What's the name of that movie? Blair Witch Project. These kids don't know how scary that shit was, bro.
Yeah.
Blair Witch Project. You asking your mom, is this real?
Yeah. Is this real?
Damn.
Scary shit.
Great times, man.
But, yo, so through God. Yo, we really just went off on that Sunday morning rant, bro.
Yeah, we did.
I love that shit, though.
I miss it, bro, because, bro, these niggas don't know how that shit felt waking up, knowing you don't got to go to school.
Man. Did you have one of those mamas that'll all of a sudden make you clean up the whole goddamn house on Saturday morning?
Hey, bro, listen, bro. If you wake up and she playing Earth, Wind, and Fire, it's a wrap for your day, bro. It's a wrap for your day.
Madder than a motherfucker.
Look, that or Frankie, Beverly, and Maze, it's over for you.
Yeah.
Your Saturday
you trying
done.
You clean up on a Friday, nigga. You trying to get that shit together.
Hey, bro. I'm talking about.
Touch me.
I'm talking about scrubbing the floorboards.
Yeah, bro.
Boy,
bro.
What? Like, floorboards dusting shit.
I'm mopping the floor with a motherfucking rag, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, bro, I don't even be in
the
here.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure.
But yo, so what's next for Through God, bro?
I just joined the NAACP and shit. You know what I mean?
So, nice. Big ups, bro.
Big ups, bro. Yes, sir. Thank you, bro. You know, it's a lot coming. You know, I ain't gonna really speak too much on it. It's just a lot coming, bro. Like, more focused. Like, I done been through the phase of trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, everybody go through that shit, trying to beat the industry with money. You can't do that, bro.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's fucking possible. You have to network.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got motherfuckers in here that's millionaires that's still stuck on year one.
Right.
Mentally. Mm-hmm. They don't know nothing past what they got in their pocket.
Right.
Money ain't gonna get you nowhere. It's all about networking. Artists that's in here listening, try to network.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to beat the industry system with money. Because that's when you're gonna get blueprinted and everybody gonna red flag you. They're gonna not answer you. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rub the industry the wrong way. These gatekeepers mean a lot to you. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They call gatekeepers for a reason. One gatekeeper pissed off like y'all DJs. You piss one DJ off that know a million other ones, guess what's going to happen? You red flag, my boy. It's over for you.
Yeah.
Over for you.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You think, you like, damn, they don't show me no love. Yeah. Who you done pissed off, nigga? Like, what the fuck?
I know, right? Yeah.
It's a community, bro. Like, once you get past a certain level, you is in a community.
Yeah, man.
This whole artist, everything is community-wise. You get put in a community of people that love the same shit you do. You know what I mean? And once you get ticking out of that shit, it's over for you, bro.
Yeah, man. That's real shit, man. Good words of advice for all the other artists, man.
Absolutely.
Don't make it all about music. Number two.
Don't make
it all about music. Have a product. What's good, Lock Junkie? Have a product. Have a product. Build you a brand. Your brand is you.
Yep.
The music is the art. The brand is you. Build around the art to get money. Streams don't make you money. A million streams are not but $1,500. But you kicked out 20,000 to get the million streams.
Right.
Right. Just to see 1,500.
Right.
That's a whole goddamn $1,500 loss.
Right.
You took. Right. Not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You chasing that streams, not chasing your dreams. You know what I mean?
There we go, bro. Hey, I like it. Yeah. Hey, yo. So, those of you who are in here, we're going to have this whole interview and everything up on New Mainstream. So make sure you download the app and also follow us and everything and listen to our radio station where you can hear Through God on there. And, yeah, man, Through God, man, I want to thank you for joining us today, bro.
Oh, yeah, we had a good – look, it's crazy because we just met, right?
Right.
I vibe like this now.
Yeah. I know we – hey, dang. Yeah. My bad, you froze up. But yeah,
I'm a part on Facebook, bro. I'm a part of this green. What about now?
You good?
I on Facebook, I got a group page called Greensboro NC. It got 51,000 members in there. I run that shit. That's crazy as hell because I got this page with 68,000, that page with goddamn 50, and that's humans that need shit. And there's real people that talk junk to you if you say something stupid.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to join that thing, look, I can run you up, bro. We can promote what you got going on because you can also help people in the Greensboro community that need podcast interviews.
Yeah,
that
man.
Need resources, that need just people to talk to, that need something. You know what I mean? The vibe. Y'all vibe is so amazing. I will invite y'all to that group. You know
that's
what I mean?
What's up, man. Yeah.
And y'all gotta accept it, and you know, we can build off that, bro. I'm talking about one hand wash another, bro.
Hell yeah,
that's
I'm gonna
when I feel it, bro.
I'm gonna shoot you a message and make sure we get all of that from you.
Big facts.
And
yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But hey, man.
And this is where I'm at, Pillarson. Look, I'm sitting outside.
I know.
Damn, I ain't been a pillar in a minute.
I know I ain't been to Pillar in like ages, bro.
God, I remember hooping in that mouth.
Right.
Hello.
But yeah, man, we're going to let you go talk to the kids, man. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, man. Yo, so, man, big ups to you, man. Everybody listening Through God.
Okay, man, everybody. But yeah, look, y'all boys is amazing, bro.
You already know. All right, man.
Be safe in them streets, boy.
Yes, sir.
Man, that dude got me hungry, bro. I'm gonna go get me some cereal.
Nah, you look. You did that to yourself.
Yeah, man.
You did that to yourself.
But yeah, so I think we about at an hour, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up right there on a high note. Make sure we get that music from Through God. Everybody who's listening, be sure to listen to the app radio station, and you'll be able to hear them on there, as well as some of our, you'll hear this whole podcast, as well as, you know, read up on news and stuff like that. Make sure you download the app, New Mainstream.
Right,
and
now.
I am the Phantom 336. Feel free to follow me, DAFANTOM 336 on all platforms.
I am Kyron Scott. You can follow me at Black Verse Kai, BLKVERSEKY.
And I am JR. You can follow me at JROORPAP. Yes, that spells JR or PAP. Everywhere. You know what I mean?
There we go. We out here.
We out.
Here.
Deuces.